Josh was under strict guidance to include items that the U.S. Department of Agriculture says are most likely to show up in the typical American shopping cart. Under that rule, potatoes had to be on the menu, but there were no restrictions on the recipe Josh could use. He opted to roast them slowly in the company of one simple but unusual ingredient.
In duck fat.
Duck fat?
Duck fat.
That's good.
There are many varieties of potatoes, but right now at most supermarkets, the white potato is the most popular. Where it comes from depends on the time of year. Fall and winter, it's most likely to come from our neighbor to the north, Maine. But in spring, the supply line jumps 3,000 miles west.
These are coming right now out of Bakersfield, California.
Jim Cipriano owns Arrow Foods. He's a produce middleman. If you buy your potatoes at any supermarket in New Hampshire, the chances are very good that at some point your potato passed through Cipriano's sorting and packing operation just north of Boston.
There you see the potatoes being dumped out. They're actually opened up and they go up a conveyor belt.
In this warehouse, about 50 workers labor in service to the spud. Potatoes arrive by the railroad car and truckload. Cipriano frets that too few shoppers appreciate the value of a fresh potato, one that gets from the field to the store in about a week.
It's time. This is the time you should be having that barbecue with them and things like that, whereas a lot of people, I mean, I have the passion for it, but a lot of people say a potato is a potato. Obviously, you can get from my demeanor that I don't feel that way.
Cipriano says he can taste the distinctive touch of California soil in the white potatoes that come from Bakersfield. But one of several potato growers there is Kirschman Enterprises. Mike Haddad is a salesman, and this is no small operation.
What we do as far as on white potatoes, that's probably, you're looking at approximately 1,200 acres of white potatoes.
For a grand total in a season?
I would say 5 million pounds.
The goal for growers is to sell each harvested batch as soon as possible.
When it's processed in our shed, put in our cold storage, it's usually shipped day of, and it's held at 42 to 48 degrees.
When everything works, those potatoes will make the entire trip coast to coast at that temperature. It might sound energy intensive, but in reality, there are so many tons of potatoes, the carbon footprint per pound is very low. The main concern around the big potato growers is the use of pesticides.
I like a little pepper on my potatoes.
The main concern around Josh's dinner table might have been our arteries, but it wasn't.
These potatoes were done with
duck fat and...
Look, it's possible to have healthy potatoes, but Josh made sure that we didn't.
Because you should always have a little duck fat on your potatoes.
How many times have I said that today?
For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg. Bon appetit.
Wait, this is just torturous work.